Alabama Tourism Director Lee Centel has one thing on his mind right now, convincing tourists to come back to the state. At a meeting with Gulf Shores and Orange Beach business owners last week, he announced plans to unveil a television advertising campaign.
It's going to show buddies together and people having a good time and pulling monster fish into the boats. So
Centel says the beaches are still as beautiful as they've always been. The sand is white, the sky is crystal blue, and the water is clean. And if you head down that way, you can have the beach almost entirely to yourself.
We went to a restaurant last night. There probably weren't five couples in the whole building.
Kathy Lofton and her husband sit on wooden beach chairs in front of their condo. They make the trek from Springdale, Arkansas, to Gulf Shores a couple of times a year and hope to retire here eventually. Lofton says her grown children are supposed to be coming later this summer, but at this rate, who knows?
They're debating whether to cancel. They call daily to say, how's it going? And I'm going, it's good right now. We're good.
Good right now for tourists who want a little elbow room, but not so good for the people who rent those tourists' houses or feed them in restaurants. Up and down Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, the story is the same, a flood of cancellations. Dean Young owns two 14-bedroom Gulf Front homes, each with a private pool. He's booked several family reunions and weddings for the summer, but many have canceled.
I don't have to wait till a drop of oil hits. It's already hit in their minds. They don't want to have a wedding with oil out there. And if the oil never gets here, they've already made their cancellations and they already want their money back.
Young says he's losing thousands of dollars a day. And it's not just property owners. Kelly Thrasher's wife makes a living cleaning rental homes.
Yeah, she gets paid per house per week. And like I said, they've just had a lot of cancellations. And she's already missed a week's worth of work already on people calling and canceling. And we're having people cancel all the way through into July.
John Brunick is president of the local restaurant association. He says restaurants make about 80% of their yearly sales from June through August. They already had a bad winter, and he's not sure how they'll survive this summer.
I'm concerned about what about the single mom that has to pay her rent, has to pay her utilities, etc., and he's getting ready for the season to start. What happens to the season?
The cash flow for small businesses are very, very important. And this is still a very fragile economy.
Auburn University Montgomery economist Kayvon Duravi estimates the potential economic losses in Alabama could reach $2.5 billion. That's with a B. A good chunk of that from lost tourism.
There would be condo owners that probably are living on the edge that may not be able to pay the condo, no mortgages. They have to sell. The property value will go down.
When property values go down, so do tax revenues and funding for things like schools. Duravi says people who aren't getting paid will also put off new purchases like cars.
The impact can be far, far reaching unless we bridge the gap.
British Petroleum has set up a hotline for businesses to report losses, but how does a waitress quantify how much she's lost in tips from customers who never showed up? It's a tricky situation all the way around. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.